full of stars and himself. Galileo. Born in Pisa, Italy, 1564, died near Florence, Italy, 1642. Italian astronomer known as the father of modern science. With his bushy red hair and full red beard, Galileo cut a dashing figure. Never mind that his clothes were years out of fashion. He could talk with wit and insight about anything. He was a good writer, an excellent painter. He became an instructor, and a capable lutist. Before his education at a monastery, young Galileo had been tutored by his father, a well-known musician at a time when music was considered a branch of math. Galileo had excelled, of course, at math and all the science of his day. It was his ego that kept getting in the way. Those who disagreed with him weren't just wrong, they were idiots, even his mother. It is said that when he called her names, she hauled the boy before the Roman Inquisition, which gave him a scolding. But Galileo just became more obnoxious as he grew up. In many loud arguments at dinner parties, he honed his skill at wielding insults, calling people mental pygmies, morons, hardly deserving to be called human beings. At one university, he didn't just refuse to wear the academic black toga, he wrote a 300-line poem making fun of it. He taught astrology and prepared horoscopes in the style of the times, but he relished pointing out how predictions tended to become true only after they had happened. The happiest time of his life was the 18 years he spent teaching science at the University of Padua. Between his duties, he liked to gamble and party. He praised red wine as light held together by moisture. As a professor without much income, Galileo was not considered a good catch. But with his girlfriend, Marina Gamba, he had two daughters, whom he placed in a convent at a young age, and one son. Marina later married someone else. He kept studying on his own, polishing elegant papers like Discourse on Bodies That Stay Atop Water or Move.